PT Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBinAuto.com. Live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. Good Saturday morning to you. I think this is the first time that the three of us have been together for a while. Blake Cripps, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood. Tim, it's good to get the gang back together.
Well,
here
I know
a little
it
bit.
Has been a while with... Of course, you know, with you guys at State Track and on, and then you off to a wedding, and
yes.
I mean, it's been a while since all three of us have been present and accounted for.
That is correct, yeah. And I think Dylan, you'll be going off. You'll be off the next 2 weeks because you'll be off to vacation or I don't know wherever you're going. You're not going to be working.
I'm going to New York City.
Wow, what are you doing in New York?
So there's baseball planned, some musicals, attractions, all the good stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of things to do in New York, for sure.
So, I fly out, 1 week from today, and it's a 6 a.m. flight, so when you're on the air next week, I'll be up in the air.
Yeah, I'll be doing solo. I'll be doing the solo show next week, but we'll make it happen. We will manage, today, Stanley Cup Finals get started, guys. Oilers and the Panthers, Florida looking for their first ever Stanley Cup championship. Obviously, everybody is, I think, well aware at this point of the Canadian drought of championships, which I think, God, wasn't it the Canadians like in 93 or 96, the last Canadian team? Now, you know, people have asked, like, well, you want American teams to win, right? I don't mind if a Canada team gets it, especially because it's not the Canadians, which have some of the most insufferable online fans of any fan base anywhere in any sport. You know, Canadian fans just have – they're still living – they're like a lot of – hey, and I know that there are some Nebraska fans around here. They're like a lot of Nebraska fans I know that still want to live in the 90s and pretend like they're a big deal. It's like Canadian fans, you know, it's over. It's over for you. Yep. But I have the feeling that this is going to be a very entertaining series.
Well, I think most people project it to go at least six and be entertaining. Certainly they feel like Florida's the better team. It was a great story for both, you know, both sides. I mean, Edmonton hasn't won it in forever, or hasn't been there forever, I should say. Florida's never won a Stanley Cup, but they were there last year, just came up short.
Yep.
I mean, I think it should be a very entertaining series and one that should, you would think, would go at least six games, you would assume.
And it is just underway in the French Open, Swiatek and Paolini. Swiatek in the lead 1-0 as Coco Gauff got knocked out earlier. Thought she might have a chance to break through at the French, but not meant to be this year. Any thoughts on Stanley Cup, Dylan?
I just hope it's a good series. Sure. I like hockey, so.
Sure. Well, the French Open men's final tomorrow will be Alcaraz and Zverev. Alcaraz, obviously, he has won a major before. Zverev, we've been like waiting for Zverev. Like, are you going to do anything? Are you just going to let Nadal and Djokovic just continue to win majors even though they're 1,000 years old? And then finally, I think Zverev has a chance to maybe break through. Now, of course, would he be there if Djokovic would have not had to withdraw after his fourth-round match because Ruud is the guy that got the walkover in the quarterfinals to get to the semifinals to play Zverev. So he would have had to beat Djokovic in all likelihood to get to the finals there. But that is a pretty compelling men's final coming up tomorrow there at Roland Garros. So that'll be interesting. And Boy, before we get into, well, let's tell you about our guest today. We're going to be talking with Sheldon Stewart live here in about 15, 20 minutes. And he, of course, is our makeup from our award show because he was on vacation.
He was in Mexico.
Yeah, he was on vacation in Mexico. And so we're going to talk to him about being the KVOE Male Athlete of the Year and, of course, wrapping up his career at Emporia High. And I'm excited that I'll get to call him next year when he's wearing black and gold. So I'm excited about that. And it is also interesting. He'll be the second Stewart that I've gotten to do collegiate play-by-play for. Because obviously I got to call Braxton's games mm-hmm. for 4 years yep. At Newman as a Jet. So, and she was a part of a couple of really good Newman Jets teams. And she was on the best team in the Division II era of Newman when they got second place at the Heartland Conference. So
I've covered all six of them.
All six Stewarts?
All sure. six Stewarts.
Well, only two for me. So the Braxton and now Sheldon, they'll be the top two in my mind for sure. But I got one from Brett.
You got one for each.
Brett and one for Brad. So we're good.
It's even.
It's all evens out now for sure. So that's what's coming up. And also earlier, she had some stuff that she had to do this weekend, but Allison Weiss, 5A state diving champion, a sling and all, as she has some off-season surgery. But she was in to talk about her state championship and also helping to get Coach Clark back in the chair for a couple more seasons.
I heard about that. I happened to just catch him as they were leaving as I was coming back to the station, and I hadn't seen Barb Clark for a long time, and I've known her forever. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she was telling me that little wager – to some degree.
No, I didn't know it was a wager, but
you know, hey, you give me a state title and I'll come back and finish out your career. And so, yeah, so now Coach Clark is on the docket for two more seasons at least.
Yeah,
so
that is exciting. And she's Dylan, you detailed, and people will hear this in a little bit, about the kind of success, not just with the Weiss family, though the Weiss family is responsible for way more than their share of the diving success Emporia High has had, but it's been just a great Emporia High diving program, boys and girls.
Yeah, the diving program has been really good under Barb, and I know Braxton Higgins would have had a shot at winning a state title.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, in 2023, but he had an injury right before, I think it was like late January, early February, but he had a chance to win a state title. But with Allie and what her sister Haley has done, I know Allie's determined to get those school records of Haley's, but Haley was just as good as what Allie is. I know with Haley winning as a freshman, sophomore, and junior, and we mentioned this in the interview that we'll be playing here shortly, but Haley Weiss lost her first meet as a freshman, but however, she won every meet up until her final meet, which was the state championship as a senior
in
2019.
Interesting way to start and end a career. So,
did Coach Clark happen to mention in an interview how many state champions she's coached?
I think that she said 11.
She's looking incredible. So 11.
Yeah,
and
11.
So if Allie wins,
no.
If Allie wins two more, it'll be 12 and 13.
There you go.
And I can name a couple.
I'm sure you could. And so it's been a fantastic program for her there. And last thing before we take our break, how about them Kansas City Royals?
Yeah,
a historic come from behind win last night. What, the third largest in team history?
Was it really?
Yes, that's what Steve Stewart said.
Down 8-0, and come back to win at 10-9. Great win.
When they score, when you give up seven in the first, you basically just write it off. Like, well, this game is over.
It is not what I said.
Just wave the white flag. It's over. We're just going to, you know, figure out how to get through the bullpen and not just completely slaughter ourselves for the rest of the series. And the guys were like, you know what? Give Lynch a little bit of credit, too, because he could have easily had to have been taken out. But they, you know, kind of just sacrificed him up there at the tabernacle, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he only gave up one more run. And the Royals' bats were like, well, you know, we got four. Oh, we got three. Well, we might as well win the darn game.
Yeah, it was just incredible. I'm sure a lot of folks were done with it after the first.
Oh, for sure.
Wow, yeah. Great win. Chance to win the series now today.
Yes.
Royals, great position. Three games behind Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well within the wild card. And
Four and a half up, I think, on Minnesota. Three back of that top wild card spot.
Yeah, four and a half in front for the second wild card spot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is, like people said earlier in the season, well, they're doing it against the White Sox. The Mariners are pretty good. They're there 70 games over 500. So there's a sample size now. We need to start taking this Royals team a little seriously. Yeah. So let's go ahead and take our time out here. Allison Weiss, we talked with her yesterday about her state championship, and then we'll get you to Sheldon Stewart about 20 minutes after that. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbottAuto.com on KVOE, live and local.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means hitting the road for those fun summer activities. And it also means summer savings on the right vehicle for you. Savings like $7,500 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 models, or 1.9% APR up to 36 months with approved credit. Or you can get up to $1,500 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Equinox LT models, or 1.9% APR up to 36 months with approved credit, or a 3-year, 12,000-mile per year lease for only $379 a month with $3,000 cash or trade equity. So for summer savings, come see us right now at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longvineautoplaza.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. APR and lease with approved credit, plus TT&L rebates assigned to dealer.
I'm Brian Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The Oklahoma Sooners softball team became the first team in the history of the sport to win four straight national championships on Thursday night. The Sooners swept their Big 12 rival, the top-seeded Texas Longhorns, in two games to secure the historic championship. Oklahoma took game one by a score of 8-3, then won the clincher by a score of 8-4. The Sooner seniors have solidified themselves as the greatest class in the history of college softball. This is the eighth NCAA championship in Oklahoma's program history, all of which have come under head coach Patty Gasso. The softball legend just wrapped up her 30th season on the job in a familiar place at the top of her sport.
This was truly the hardest season that I've dealt with. Just a lot of outside noise, and we're strong enough to handle it. These guys love to play. They love the ball. They're just great athletes, but they're also very calm internally and handle the big moments better than anything I've ever seen.
Better luck for the Longhorns on the water next on This Week in the NCAA.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
University of Texas rowing team, who took home the D1 National Championship last Sunday. The women from Austin finished with 130 points to prevail over second-place Stanford, who finished with 127. It's the third rowing championship in program history for Texas. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbottAuto.com. We called a little bit of an audible right here because Sheldon showed up a little bit early, so we thought, well, if we've got Allison is coming up, let's just go ahead and get Sheldon out of the way so he doesn't have to wait. So Sheldon Stewart, of course, he's got his plaque with him. He is the KVOE Male Athlete of the Year, of course, Emporia High Boys Basketball, and he will be playing Emporia State Men's Basketball coming up here. Sheldon, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate your time.
thank you guys for having me. It's an honor.
We'll move that up just a little bit closer there for you. I think you're good now. Success this past season for you and the Spartan boys. Talk us through last season for you guys. And I know from talking to Coach Baldwin pretty regularly, there were some ups and downs. But, boy, at the end of the season, you guys definitely gave yourself a chance to max out your potential.
Yeah, it was a we had a really good season after you look at it from that outside. But yeah, we put in a lot of work. Our team we got a lot closer throughout the year. It was a battle. Of course, we had our ups and downs. Everybody does. But yeah, I love that team, and it was just a great season, and wouldn't trade it for the world.
Now, as far as your overall athletic season, you picked up basically a new sport, didn't you? I mean, I know you were typically tracking. I think it was track and field usually, right? After basketball season, but turned into a tennis player, huh? How did that go, and how did that decision come into play?
So really, one of my good friends, he was a tennis player, and I did track, but I was just starting to not like it. I was kind of burnt out from it, so I just decided to switch it up and. Somehow I was kind of decent at it, just, I don't know, naturally, and it turned out to be really fun, and I got to play doubles with one of my good friends, and it was just a great season. I'm glad I did it.
From what Dylan said, it sounded like your friend was instrumental in kind of recruiting you to the sport.
Yeah, he was recruiting me for a couple of years, and I was like, no, I like track, and then that went downhill, and I was like, all right, I might do tennis, and then I did it, and yeah, it was a great time.
How did you pick that up so quick? And then Coach Trujillo put you both doing singles, and then it probably was about a couple meets into the season where doubles was the best fit for both of you guys. And his doubles partner, as we'll mention, Jacob Simons.
Yeah, so really I was kind of just going out there, like not really caring, like just kind of messing around, and I was like, it was pretty good. It was fun, and I started taking it more serious, and I kept getting better, and yeah, we were one game away from state. I was really hoping we got to it, but it was still a really good and fun tennis season.
Well, we're talking with Sheldon Stewart. He is our KVOE Male Athlete of the Year for Emporia High, and obviously now getting set to move on to Emporia State to play basketball for Coach Billiter, which I know that was not what you were expecting because you were signed by Coach Doty, but Coach Billiter honored the commitment, bringing you into the program. What's that transition been like on your end as you saw Coach Doty depart for Houston Christian, but had Coach Billiter come in and say that, you know, he still wanted you to be a part of his program?
Yeah, so when Doty was first talking to me, he was pretty much telling me that he has a chance of leaving, like there's no promises, and he was telling me not to commit to him, commit to the college. And
sure.
So yeah, when I made that decision, and then he texted me before it was announced. So and then when Coach Billiter came in, I was excited. He contacted me, and then the first time we met, we were actually at dinner at 627.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool. But yeah, he's a good guy. He welcomed me with open arms, and yeah, hopefully we have good takeoff.
Well, you also had a very solid football career as a high school athlete. Was there ever any thought going the football direction, or was basketball your main focus?
I was pretty open to everything, but I really never had any opportunities for football, actually. I had a couple colleges talking to me, but nothing serious, so it was pretty much just basketball for me.
So what stood out about staying at home to play basketball? You're going to be the first Spartan to be a Hornet for the first time, I believe, since Taylor Euler.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say that. I always looked up to Taylor Euler when I went down there and watched Emporia State a long time ago, and I've kept watching them since they've had Trey Buchanan, and yeah, it's just been a dream come true, really. I've looked up to all those ESU players for a long time.
Yeah, boy, Trey Buchanan, that's a guy to look up to, because I saw him, I mean, I was doing the Newman Jets games at the times, calling Braxton's games, and so, but, you know, we did the women's and the men's game as well, and Trey Buchanan, he could flat out fill it up for Emporia State, for sure. What's it like for you? And we're talking with Sheldon Stewart. He is our KVOE Male Athlete of the Year. He was on vacation, and so we're catching up with him this week. What's it like for you to come from such an athletic family. It was great to get to call Braxton's games, and obviously following her success now from afar as she's getting into the coaching world. She went D1. Now she's back at the MIAA footprint at Northeastern State. And boy, by the way, guys, that program at the Riverhawks has had a complete turnaround. Because that was a team that you could just kind of show up and say, you know what, you're probably going to win that game. They were a real team this last year, and one of the most improved teams in the MIAA last year. So she and Coach Ferguson, they have been doing a great job down there. But you've got a lot of athletes and a lot of athletic competition that kind of flows in the Stewart family, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. That's really what helped me a lot when I was growing up. Just playing them when I'm younger, they're always bullying me. Like
even Braxton?
Yeah. Oh. She take it easy, but I had two older brothers that would never take it easy on me, and that really just what made me better and made me more competitive and probably the athlete I am because of them.
Along those same lines, multiple obviously Stewarts have gone to Emporia. Now, are you the last one, or is there more coming?
Nope, I'm the last one.
The last
for a while.
Dylan, yeah. Can you kind of sum up the Stewart family? And obviously, I got to know Braxton's dad really, really well, covering the Jets for a few years. He was always extremely complimentary of me and supportive of what we were doing down in Wichita. But it's going to be weird having the Stewart lineage at Emporia High coming to an end.
So the first one to go through was Braxton, and then
I did not know that, and then
it was Broderick and Spencer,
and then
Skyler.
And then Madden.
Madden and Sheldon.
I was catching a little bit of a name theme there with the BRs and the S's, but then the M is kind of that throws it off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. She's the odd one in the family. I'm joking.
It's all right. Well, we're talking with Sheldon Stewart, Emporia High boys basketball star. What's your off season look like for you? Obviously, I'm sure you're probably taking some time to enjoy last summer as kind of a high schooler and enjoying that, but I know that being close enough to the school and with the guys that are coming back, and there's going to be a lot of new guys coming in. I think it'll be good for you and probably everybody, just because there's going to be a big void at the top in terms of leadership, just because, you know, there's such a high percentage of scoring, rebounding, minutes, starts. I mean, you look at the top seven guys on the team in terms of scoring, rebounding, they're all going to be gone off that team. But how is it a little bit different for you being in the city that you're going to be playing your collegiate years, spending your time here and getting set for your college career?
My off season really works. I did take a little time off, but I'm back to working out every day, and I'm working actually. But after I'm done working, I will hit the gym, get shots up, and then just work out, try and get stronger. But I've been getting in touch with a couple of the guys coming in, and we're already getting closer. I like them. That's good.
That is good. You're right.
There's a lot of transfers coming in. I think that's kind of the new age of the game.
Oh, for sure.
We'll have to build some chemistry once we all get here, but I'm really excited for it.
Tell us maybe some highlights for you in high school, some of your best memories that you'll have leaving Emporia High.
Definitely that Washburn game my senior year at Washburn on their senior night. That was just a crazy win. We were kind of struggling to get over that hump, and I felt like that's what got us over that hump. That was great. Also, football, those first two drives my senior year just to start out the year was very memorable. I'll remember it forever, for sure.
28 big ones at Washburn Rule, and I know River Peters had 34, but I felt like when you guys played Paola the night before, you guys were shooting really good from beyond the arc. You were 6 of 9 from 3 against Rule, and Rule had Griffin Durst, who basically was their best scorer against you guys in the two meetings, and Amari Jones. But did you feel like there was a lot of confidence because you guys really were in the position to host a playoff game, and a win that night would have gotten that, but there was a lot more mess that happened in the postseason, too.
Yeah, so we knew that we had to get that win, because if we didn't win that, we had no chance. So we just wanted a chance at a home playoff game. And unfortunately, it didn't work out in our favor, but we still gave ourselves a chance, and so I'll always be happy about that.
What, as you look at your game personally, obviously you know that there's going to be an adjustment going from Emporia High to MIAA. But, I mean, you've watched guys. I mean, Trey, there's – I mean, I hate to tell you this, but there's a lot
not
of
Trey Buchanan.
Well, not that wasn't necessarily the point that I was making, but the point I was making is there's several Trey Buchanans in the league. In for terms sure. of your personal development, what do you feel like you've got to work on to get your own game, to put yourself in the best position to be able to contribute? Maybe it's not your freshman year, maybe it's sophomore, junior year, but to be able to contribute as a Hornet.
I for sure got to get stronger and more physical. College ball is just a lot more physical, obviously,
sure.
and faster. I got to get faster. The speed of the game's just way higher. But I just got to improve every aspect of my game if I want to play at the MIAA level.
And this may be a similar question, but what has the coaching staff told you in terms of what they expectations and where they think your development's going
to
be?
The only thing they've really told me is I just got to be able to shoot the lights out. I got to be able to hit open shots, and if I want to play at the high level, I got to hit an open three for sure.
I got to bring this moment up because I remember it pretty good as well. At Chanute, that third-place game against Parkview, Missouri last season, you guys were down like 9 with like 2 minutes to go in that third-place game. You guys crawled all the way back, got it with like 4.7 seconds or something. Then Jalen King decides to inbound, and you get it in. Then you drive in. I can still watch the video from now, and then you pull up from about 10 feet out and force overtime. Does that feel like that was a good memory too?
Yeah, I actually forgot about that. Thank you for remembering that. Yeah, that was
Dylan's got all kinds of memories up in the memory bank.
Yeah, and really that wasn't a play call for me. I was actually supposed to hand it off back to Jalen King, and they went and doubled him because he was our leading scorer at the time.
Yeah.
So I just had a wide open lane, and they came and helped, and it was kind of like almost a fadeaway shot. But, yeah, I'm glad it went in because we went to overtime.
I can just remember the reaction because then after you hit the shot, you guys were over to the left of me. I was like, I had a very good vantage point, and you and JK just gave the biggest high five, and I have my phone up, and I'm like, we're going to overtime and everything.
Yeah.
And, man, I wish you guys would have won that game because, you guys lost on a buzzer beater in double overtime, and then you had to take that into basically a day of prep and get ready to go to a very tough Manhattan team, and you end up going there and winning that game.
Yeah, that for sure made our team a lot closer that year.
Sheldon Stewart, our KVOE Male Athlete of the Year. Looking forward to seeing you in black and gold next year, sir. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations again on the scholarship, and best of luck to you. We'll be seeing you around at White and Hyper, I am sure.
Yep, thank you guys very much. It's an honor.
Well, I was just going to add, I bet your family's glad you're sticking close to home.
Yeah, for sure.
They can keep watching you, right?
Yeah, for sure. They're getting me out of the house, but they're glad I'm still down.
That's for sure. Yeah. I think you'll be glad to get out of the house as well.
Sheldon Stewart,
Emporia High boys basketball star, headed over to Emporia State. We'll take our final break, and we'll come back with Allison Weiss, 5A state diving champion here on KVOE, Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbottAuto.com, live and local.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means hitting the road for those fun summer activities. And it also means summer savings on the right vehicle for you. Savings like $7,500 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 models, or 1.9% APR up to 36 months with approved credit. Or you can get up to $1,500 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Equinox LT models, or 1.9% APR up to 36 months with approved credit, or a 3-year, 12,000-mile per year lease for only $379 a month with $3,000 cash or trade equity. So for summer savings, come see us right now at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longbineautoplaza.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. APR and lease with approved credit, plus TT&L, rebates assigned to dealer.
From ABC Sports, I'm Mark Remillard. Yankees and Dodgers knotted at zero last night, heading into the top of the 11th. Teoscar Hernandez at the plate with runners on first and second.
Hernandez hits one hard left field. That will get down and split the gap all the way to the wall. Here comes Ohtani. Freeman follows. Teoscar Hernandez has the Dodgers in front.
On AM 570 LA Sports, the Yankees would score one in the bottom of the 11th, but ultimately fell 2-1, seeing their eight-game win streak snapped. Elsewhere, the Royals came back down 8-0 to walk off the Mariners 10-9. The Padres over the D-backs 10-3. The Orioles doubled up the Rays 6-3. And the White Sox's 14-game losing streak is finally over. They beat the Red Sox 7-2. Baseball heading overseas this afternoon. The two-game MLB London Series starts today between the Mets and the Phillies. First pitch at 1 p.m. Eastern time. The Stanley Cup Finals begins tonight. Game 1 in Sunrise, Florida between the Panthers and the Oilers. Edmonton center Connor McDavid on reaching his first Cup Final.
I love sports. I love hockey. And, you know, seen lots of these days and I've always wanted to be a part of one, so special to be here now.
The Oilers are chasing their sixth championship in their team's history, but the Panthers are hoping to win their first ever Stanley Cup, as is head coach Paul Maurice.
I need to win one. No, it's not going to change the section of my life that's not related to hockey at all. No, that's just the truth. That's how I feel. I'm 30 years into this thing. Wouldn't mind winning one.
The puck drops tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. In Paris, the Women's French Open final this morning. World number one Iga Swiatek will face 15th-ranked Jasmine Paolini. Swiatek, the favorite, looking to capture her fourth French Open title in 6 years. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What do you do about car trouble? Call Dad? Why not give him a break this Father's Day and visit AutoZone instead? If it's a battery problem, AutoZone has free battery testing and charging and battery options as low as $89.99. And right now, you can save at the AutoZone Father's Day sale through June 16th. Give Dad a break and maybe get him something too at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by longbineauto.com. Well, we said previously that everybody who wins a state championship, welcome on the show. So we're going back to the swim and dive season where Emporia High celebrated an individual state championship with Allison Weiss, a sophomore, Lady Spartan, winning the state championship in 5A individual diving earlier this week. Her and her coach, Barb Clark, talked to me and Dylan about the championship. Well, Allie, congratulations on the state championship for you. What does it mean to be a state champion and to kind of bring that and continue that legacy here at Emporia?
It means a lot to me as an individual because my sister was a state champion and my brother was a state champion. So to kind of like they've been holding that on my shoulders, like you're the only sibling that hasn't gotten it yet, so you need to get one. So it meant a lot to me to get it, and then also for the school. I've had so many supporters throughout the way, so it meant a lot.
I feel like your family is full of state champions now. Your brother was part of a couple of football teams at Opie. Of course, Haley won 3 diving championships, and now you won your first. You feel like it's all in the family now?
It definitely is in the family, and it's really cool that all of my siblings have won a state championship and now me. So it feels like just having that in your family feels really good.
I've never heard an athlete come in, and I think that Dylan was doing like one of the preview stories for the year, and you're like, well, my goal is to win every single meet. I mean, that's crazy. How, where does this pressure to put, that you put on yourself come from in order to try to meet that standard of excellence each and every time that you get on the diving board?
So freshman year, I won a lot of meets, but I also came second in a couple of meets. And I don't really like to lose that much. So coming in this year, I was like, you know what? I don't like it. It's not going to happen. So that was my goal, that I was going to set it up and try and win every meet.
Can I ask you this? Because I got to cover your sister, Haley, when she was diving too. She lost her first meet as a freshman and lost the state championship as a senior. Did that kind of maybe drive you a little bit this year, knowing she only lost twice in her high school career, whether you lost, maybe had a couple of losses last year?
So that particular thing didn't really bother me too much. Going back to my freshman year, knowing that she had lost her first meet, I was like, well, I'm not going to do that. And then so it was a little competition back and forth between me and her. But other than that, that hasn't really bothered me too much.
Let's bring in head diving coach Barb Clark here. Barb, suffice to say, I'm assuming that you enjoy coaching Weese's on the diving board for Emporia High.
Yes, that is correct.
What is it about Allison in particular? Can you talk to us a little bit about the work ethic that she has to be able to develop her skills at such a young age?
Well, she's got a lot of talent. And coming from a gymnastics background, I knew she had good body awareness. And so, and I feel like the Weeses are very perfectionist. They don't like to lose. They like to watch what form they have. And it's just fun to watch how they realize what they did wrong before I even say it. I mean, she comes out of the water and she goes, I know. Well, so I don't have to talk too much. But we do video practices. So when they come out of the water, they can see what they did. And so she can adjust herself to where she knows to lift it up and be a little bit tighter. So it's kind of fun.
Barb, when did you kind of notice that Allie could have this potential, knowing she was coming up through the ranks and, you know, with previously coaching Haley? When did you kind of realize what Allie's potential could be?
Okay, so I did a summer program, and Allie came in one of the summer practices that we had with Haley. And I go, well, Allie kept going, well, are you going to stay around for me, you know? And I'm like, so there was a little bit of pressure, and I just love their family. So I decided to stick with it. But I could tell at her age back then that she had a lot of talent.
Barb Clark is our guest, head coach for Emporia High Diving, along with state champion Allie Weese. I wanted to ask you, Allison, a little bit about this competitiveness. How much does being in the Weese family kind of drive how competitive you guys are? Does this bleed into anything else other than sports in the Weese family?
So my sister, for this season, my sister is in Kansas City, so she wasn't really at home a whole lot to push me, but she would always FaceTime me and ask me about my practices and tell me what I needed to do better. But my brother, especially with him literally being right next door from me, he would come into my room and he would give me so much crap, and he was like, oh no, you got to do this better, when he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Sure.
But it definitely drove me to prove to him, but like, hey, you can't talk anymore because I have that state title, so he can't really push me around anymore because I didn't get it.
Obviously, having an older sister that was so ingrained in the sport probably was very instructive for you as an early age. What got you into diving? Was it watching her? What, I guess, generated your interest in pursuing the sport?
So for gymnastics, we had a little pool party, and there were some diving boards. And so all my, like, my whole team was there, and they were going off of the boards. And I was just, you know, jumping off because I was little. And so I saw somebody do a 1.5, and I was like, oh, I want to try. And so I went off and I did 1.5 and I held my nose going in and everybody was laughing at me. But ever since I did that, I was just like, ooh, I can flip off a board. Like, this might be fun. So I just kept with it after that.
You mentioned about your gymnastics background. You're also a cheerleader. What does maybe the cheer aspect and kind of the stunts that you do in cheerleading maybe help you on the diving board, or is that kind of a little bit different?
It's definitely really different, but there's also some things that I could see might go with it. I'm a flyer and a base, but for flying you have to have a really, really tight body or it's not going to work. And also in diving, you have to have a really, really tight body or your dives aren't going to look as sharp. So those kind of go together. And then basing, you just have to be, you know, physically strong, and you also have to be physically strong for diving to be able to push and have the board go where you want it to, be able to ride it up, just stuff like that.
How much does that play into it? And we're talking with Allie Weiss, 5A state diving champion for Emporia High, because I'm sure that there are certain things and standards where you go to a pool that every diving board is supposed to be set the same way, but I'm sure from pool to pool things have to vary a little bit. How much do you have to kind of feel out depending on what pool you're in and what board you're using? Okay, I'm going to have to do this a little quicker or a little slower or make adjustments like that.
So most of it for me moving from pool to pool is the fulcrum on the board. So for Emporia,
oh, now we're getting into some physics here. Okay.
Okay.
For Emporia, our board is tighter than I would say some of the other boards. So when we transfer from like Emporia to Hummer, we go to Hummer a lot. I have certain fulcrums that I have written down. So if I do something at my pool and it's like all the way back, at Hummer, I might only do it at like a 7 or a 6 because it's more bouncy.
Interesting. Yeah, They're way more than I would ever think about. And your coach talked about body awareness. And how important is that? A lot of times we hear, I mean, we're going to be watching diving at the Olympics here in a couple of months. But also, in gymnastics, I mean, we see Simone Biles and she had that case of, I think she called it the twisties. How important do you have to be when you're trying to, you know, tell your brain where you are in the air and when you need to move and twist and spin in order to hit the water the right way, whether you're going in head first or feet first?
So a lot of my body awareness comes from gymnastics, but it also changed a whole lot when I started diving competitively. There's been a number of times, like especially like doing my 2.5, where I had no idea where I was at and I just straight belly flopped in the water. And then going back with my back 2.5 twists, and at one time we were trying forward triple full, and I would lose myself in the air and just kind of plop down in the water, and I get up and Barb's looking at me like, what just happened? I'm like, I have no idea, but we're gonna try it again.
What's the off season looking for you? I know you just had surgery, what's the off season looking like for you before you get back into the pool coming up in late February, early March of next year?
So this summer is going to be a lot of recovering and gaining my strength back. I did lose like about half my strength within this last surgery, but I still do have quite a bit compared to what I had last year, so that's good. But I'm going to be pushing to get that strength back in my arms and keep it up with the rest of my body, and just trying to get back in the gym, like on the trampoline and stuff, to make sure I don't forget how to flip, and just trying to keep it up.
What's it like to have Barb as a head coach?
She is great. my freshman year, it was like a back and forth between me and her. Like, she was ready to retire, and I was like, if you do not come back next year, I am not coming back diving next year.
Wow.
So she
talk about putting the pressure
yeah.
on.
So she's been great, though. She helps me through all my moments. When I get in my mindset where I'm just upset, she knows how to bring me out. And whenever I think I do a dive not so good, she's always looking at me on the other side of the pool with a thumbs up. So she's been really, really helpful.
Well, I'm assuming, Barb, that we've got to have at least 2 more years then, right, to get through Allie's career. Allie is nodding very heavily in the background.
Well, I did promise her.
Okay.
If she got me a banner on the wall, I would come back for 2 more years.
All right.
Yeah.
So you want to come back stronger and better than before and try to get two more banners and kind of match what your sister did. And I know you're aiming for both of those school records she has, too.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so I'm new, so explain to me the school records.
So Haley holds both of our 6-dive and our 11-dive records, okay. And she also holds the highest 11-dive record in 11-dive history.
Okay.
And I have the second highest, and I'm like 20-something points behind her. So I'm coming up there, but...
After.
Well, Coach, when you guys put together, I know one thing that they talk about in the Olympics a lot is, okay, when do you go for certain dives? Depending, and I know the format in the Olympics is significantly different, but when you two are putting together your program, how do you guys go about that? Because obviously, at the end of the day, you want to generate the highest score that you can. How do you two kind of work together in terms of trying to try a different dive or you know, help her generate a high score?
Yeah, it's like a hit and miss, but we work on difficulty, and at state, she had the highest difficulty that any diver had in 5A. So we kind of strive for that, but we want to try to get some new dives in for next year because I don't want to be stale and, like, do the same things. So we want to push her a little bit more to get some higher DD or different dives because I already decided in my head she was already going to change one dive.
Oh, okay.
So... Yeah.
Allie kind of looking over at me. I guess you'll find out in training camp what that's going to be.
Yeah. Barb, for those who don't know how state qualification works with the score and the degree of difficulty, how does the degree of difficulty go into a factor when it comes to state qualification marks?
So in six, you can qualify in a 6-dive meet or 11-dive meet. And we try to strive to get qualified early so we don't have to worry about anything. But 6-dive, you have to have all categories of each dive, and then you have to have your degree of difficulty. And so she was beyond the 10.2 in difficulty there. So we knew she would probably make it early.
So it's got to be a combined
score.
10.2 or more on the difficulty within the meet?
Right.
Within the 6 dives or the 11 dives? I know for 11 it's a different.
It's different. So like forward 2.5 is worth 2.4 difficulty.
Okay.
So you add all the optionals and it has to be a 10.2 or higher.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then 11 dive, because you are going to 11 dive meet, you have to have the difficulty for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of see some really bad dives.
Sure.
People are trying to throw just to be in there.
I wanted to bring that up for people who don't know how that works. So
well Barb, final thing, talk to us about what you're expecting to have back. Obviously, you'll have the headliner just to your right there, obviously, but what else do you have coming back for diving, or will there be several new Lady Spartans in the pool for you next year?
I never know from year to year. I really don't. So hopefully we'll have some. I let Allie kind of do that.
Sure.
She's in high school, and she knows who has what, and she's my eyes and ears there. And
well, and then, Allie, I guess you're kind of, even as a sophomore, you know, when you're a state champion, you're naturally going to kind of be the leader when you're the best at the state at what you do. How do you kind of take on that role and responsibility to be the leader on the team? And obviously, you know, sounds like maybe do a little bit of recruiting to the diving team for next year.
Yeah, so for practices, when, like, we do have, like, new divers, I try to help out a lot with that. But most of the time, if we do, they swim and they dive.
Mm.
And so for me, I'm just a diver because if you tried to see me swim, it would not be pretty. So I do help when they're over there, but then I also do get a decent amount of time to myself. And then at the gym, we have at least one, I think, incoming freshman, and I've been kind of on her. I'm like, so,
okay,
are we thinking about it? Are we not? Just trying to push her to maybe take that step because I think she'd be really good at it.
Well, Barb Clark and Allie Weiss, a state champion for diving, and 2 more years of Barb Clark in the Emporia High Diving Program. So, Allie, congratulations on that. Barb, congratulations to you.
Thank you
both. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you for having us.
So, yeah, two more years of the Barb Clark experience for Emporia High Diving. That's a good get. That may be the biggest win that Allie Weiss had.
That was a solid transaction right there.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Two more years of obviously a tremendous coach and, oh, shit, a heck of a diver.
Oh, yeah. Just a sophomore, and she.
Of course, you mentioned her with a sling, and I was asking, what happened, and she had obviously had some surgery. She said it should have been done before the season actually got started, but there was no way that was going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah, it happened during her freshman year.
But obviously, I don't know if there was pain or discomfort or whatever. It didn't seem to slow her down much. I think precocious is definitely the right word, because when you're as young as she is, and she is still very youthful, for you to just come into the season and say, oh, well, I'm just going to win every meet. There's a big difference between, you're just saying that, and then you look at what she's doing and like, oh, wow. And then, at state, she was clear. I don't know how many points she won by, but
It was about 70.
That 70 is that's a margin.
That's a large margin.
That's a pretty big margin in diving. It's like 70 points is that's like winning by 1,000 in basketball or something.
Very impressive.
She is a very impressive young lady, and I wonder. Diving, obviously, it's a lot different at that high school level, but just because the board is not as high off the water. And the first time I watched a couple, I don't know if Dylan posted them, but I saw feet hit the water. I was like, oh no. Like, oh, no, that's fine. It's high school diving. Yeah. I had no idea, that was, because the only diving you really watch is in the Olympics.
Exactly.
And obviously, if you hit the water in the Olympics, that's a problem. Now, I know that have you seen the Red Bull divers? Because they'll dive from, the platform is however many feet, and then they'll dive from, rocks that are, that times, three or four.
Yeah.
And they will go in feet first there. But, I wonder if she sticks with it, maybe college diving could be a thing for her. And, you get into the right diving program, an Olympian, I'm getting way out in front of
it. You never know. But, that's certainly possible. I'm sure she's. I'm sure there's no doubt she's thinking those.
Well,
kinds
and
of
I will tell you, I think Dylan would agree. There are some kids that will rest and say, "Oh, you know what? I'm a state champion," and maybe not come back with the hunger and the fire. I don't think that that's going to be a problem with Allison, and
nope.
I don't think Coach Clark would let that happen.
No. And I got one other thing I want to mention before we close up shop.
Sure.
We need to give a big congratulations to Madison's Casey Helm. He was at the Outdoor Track and Field Division I Championships. I believe throwing it was either the shot or the discus, but second team All-American, finished 12th.
Very nice. What school?
Princeton. He's from Madison, and everyone knows him from Coach Fred McLean.
Sure,
Grandpa.
Of course.
Grandpa.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, congratulations to him. Any big plans for you guys today? You said that you've got some yard work to do.
The wind picked up. And
That was some heavy rain last night,
for
sure.
I've got branches and leaves. I had to retrieve a couple of screens off my windows last night. I mean, it really blew hard. I wasn't expecting that.
I don't want to hear the word. Dylan, you're in the news department. I don't want to hear the word drought in a news report for the next month, because there's no drought.
You can talk to Chuck about
it blew,
that.
It rained,
sure, I'd be happy to when he gets back from vacation. Yeah, Chuck will be back.
I don't think I've written a story that involves the word drought.
Any plans for you today?
We're just going to play it by ear, I guess.
Sure. Hey, nothing wrong with that. I'm going to Topeka for this afternoon, but I'll be back tonight for, I don't know, maybe I'll watch some hockey tonight, but we will see. So coming up here on KVOE for the rest of today, obviously, sports-wise this weekend, we've got Royals baseball for you. You can get the full sports calendar online anytime at kvoe.com/calendar. Obviously, it's the Royals and Seattle today going for a series win, 2:30 pregame, and the first pitch at 3:10. Today on KVOE, and then Royals and the M's tomorrow, 12:30 pregame, and the first pitch will be at 1:10, and then The Yankees come to town for a four-game set next week before the Royals head out to the West Coast to play the Dodgers. So a couple of marquee opponents for the Royals next week. Guys, thanks. Dylan, enjoy the vacation. Tim is gone next week. I'm flying solo.
That's right. It's all you.
We'll be joined by Katie Maher of WIBW TV 13 Sports, Alex Gold of 610 Sports Radio, and we'll open up the show with a conversation with the Emporia Boxing Club. They will be in to talk next week. So that's on the show for you next week, and we'll plan to see you then. This is KVOE Emporia. For Dylan and Tim, Blake Cripps, have a great rest of your Saturday. This has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongvineAuto.com. Have a great weekend.
It's time to Rain the Zone.
The 1-1.